Blog Talk Radio.
That's what happens when you don't write stuff down.
I meant to tell you when you went to Trader Joe's today to buy two apples.
Oh, thought, we can bite into avocados.
That's not as delicious for biting. And it doesn't make the noise.
Crap.
That could either be really, like, ham-handed and cheesy, or I thought it was really funny, and then it didn't occur to me until right now.
You have a picture of the New York skyline? We can take a bite out of that.
That wouldn't be that delicious either, but also very symbolic. We always saw, especially going to college in North Jersey like we did, New York was the symbolic city of success.
Yes. You could see it from the top of the hill in Ramsey.
Right. As you're driving over to maybe go to the mall, which we did a lot. Sometimes the mall instead of class once in a while.
Or the diner
a lot of times. And the diner to do homework. Yeah. And instead of doing homework, we'd sit and talk about all the stuff we wanted to be and do and this kind of thing.
And think about all the classes Pat Keaton and Kathy Sunshine wanted us to take that got us nowhere.
And all the books we didn't read that we wanted to read. But regardless, we'd see the city, and that was the whole point of going to, like, a North Jersey school was, like, you want to get into New York.
Yeah.
The reason why I didn't stay in South Jersey where I grew up is because it was supposed to be New York. New York was the thing, and not even Philly, which I dug, and I did my internship there, and I loved it.
You met Donnie Wahlberg.
I met Donnie Wahlberg because of my internship in Philadelphia, so I'm forever thrilled about that and thankful. I was working at the Greater Philadelphia Film Office. I was an intern there, and I got to be a part of the world premiere of The Sixth Sense, M. Night Shyamalan's
only good film.
In my opinion, no offense, but that's just our opinion. and everybody wanted to meet Bruce Willis, and I wanted to meet Donnie Wahlberg. And they all looked at me like, I was like, but I was a new kid fan, you don't understand.
Yeah.
And he was super sweet, super kind. He told me I was cute. He gave me a kiss on the cheek. And he said, keep reaching for your goals and believe in yourself and doing what you're doing. Didn't you see what he referenced? What's that movie with the I'm so scared? Blair Witch. He referenced Blair Witch and said, did you see those Blair Witch kids? They made that for nothing. Look what they did.
Yeah.
And it was cool. Like, you know, I mean, anybody, hopefully any time you meet a star idol that you used to love, they're positive, just like he always gave me encouragement. Because he was kind of on his second trying to get a new career in acting.
Yeah.
Because his whole thing ended of, like, pop land.
Yeah.
So
for a bit.
Yeah.
For a bit.
Now they're doing their thing. But I even went up to him and I said, that's so cool that you're acting now. That's really impressive. Good for you. And then he came back with, you know, just working hard. You got to work hard. You got to believe in yourself. These could sound like stock answers, but it's also really true.
Yeah.
You know, especially
at that point in our lives, we didn't believe in ourselves.
No. And you know what? Yeah, that could be true, too. And it's kind of sad, but it's true. But again, when you look back at all the times people gave you encouragement or people like that or even something cool, like somebody I idolized and loved as a preteen, someone to stand there and be really sweet to me and give me the good advice, even if it sounds like it's just a cliche answer from a book, it is important, and he was being sincere, and he's right.
Yeah.
You know? So here we are at 30 whatever.
Yeah. 30 whatever.
Never ask a lady.
Never ask us ladies.
You know.
Did he take it to the bridge? Lady,
he always takes it to the bridge.
Donnie D, take it to the bridge.
That was from Melissa and Krista and everything right there. The New Kids girls who listen to the show who know the references.
Oh, I love it. Don't you know that the time has arrived?
Yeah, but it is, but it has now. And I want to say that it has for everybody. And I want
it
to...
It has. Jonathan Knight's out of the closet.
Finally.
One of my dream guy ever since.
Write that down in my goal book. So maybe
Marry
we make
Jonathan
a, right.
Knight.
So maybe we make a book or we do like a vision board. I mean, honestly, I know that's like a secret thing.
Yeah.
That's cool. But even if you're not, I feel like whatever way you want to focus yourself is a great way. And even if you feel it's kind of cheesy or silly, who cares? And you don't have to share it with anyone.
Yeah, that's a big thing because think we talked about this, like, from Stole Behind the Snark, since we're Stole Behind the Snark 2 Electric Boogaloo now, that in Spark, that, like, you don't tell people stuff.
Yeah, that was the reason why we kept the secret.
Because you don't want to hear their disparaging remarks.
Yeah.
Or
you will, and then if someone's like, you're like, hey, I made my collage, and I put things... They're like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Do you really think it's going to happen?
Yeah.
And there'll be the people who don't believe in themselves, the people who don't believe they can do it themselves, then just broadcast that out, and they'll hit you with it.
Yeah.
So you don't have to trumpet and announce this to the world. You can just keep it to yourself, and that's cool.
Yeah, and that's perfectly fine because, you know, once it happens, people are going to ask you, how did you make it happen?
Yeah.
And then...
We didn't say we did.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how it worked best for us. You know, starting this, we definitely see this show. Again, this even this second half of now that we're on the air visually is another step up, which is super cool.
Yeah.
So it's like starting on the radio platform, then now here's our little... Here's a little TV box. Here's us. That's even cooler.
A box.
That's right here. Fantastic. Because, you know, there's the next step up. But we have to stay positive, stay creative, keep believing in ourselves to make it work. And, you know, we've definitely waited a lot of years to do
yeah.
it. There are always false starts and other projects and huge, grandiose ideas.
Amos contest videos or whatever.
Sorry, Amos contest videos that we either finished or didn't finish and then had a meltdown.
Or had 103 fever.
There was a
filming taxi ride.
You were sick and dying. You were afraid of it. We joked
about I'm a professional.
He's a professional. He works great, even though he's ill. He's working great. I think it would be cool to put that video up eventually so everybody yeah. could see, even like younger us, and some things that we did work on, put out into the world, didn't come back with the positive results we wanted, as in winning the contest, but it was a finished piece of work that you and I can be very proud of.
Yeah.
I am so proud of it.
Yeah.
You know, because it meant a lot to me. The song was called Taxi Ride. It was a personal song to actually one of her gay friends who had actually passed on.
Kevin O'Quan.
Kevin O'Quan.
The makeup artist.
Akion, sorry. Who is the makeup artist. So that thing about her friend and then me automatically thinking about my best friend, this gentleman right here, and then developing the story, storyboarding it, doing all the work. When I think back, I think of all the work it took to get there, and it makes me happy.
Yeah.
Because I it was one of the times where I fully realized the thing and then I fully completed it. And unfortunately, I didn't have back then a lot of those times
yeah.
of fully completed things.
Yeah, because that's a good segue, because when you think about, like, last season when we started the show and then I was going through all that stuff with volleyball, I had specific goals in mind, especially since I was, like, fighting with Regina.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it when Royce talked about doing the Kylie video,
yeah.
I never thought it would come into fruition, but I just keep thinking in my head what it would be and what it would look like.
You
I just kept that thought in my head. And also with the same thing, I wanted to win double gold, which we did. I didn't get my double MVP thing.
You were robbed. I was there, and we were
everybody was like,
I was ready, because I was invited to the Gotham Prom Awards dinner.
Yes.
And I was there in my, like, my rainbow-colored dress
yes.
representing for my boys.
Yeah.
And we were all looking at you, and I was ready to, like, scream and yell. And when you didn't get the MVP,
yeah.
I was like an angry mom at, like, a soccer game.
Yeah. But that happens. And
it does happen. You have to also remember, that's a great point to bring up, is that you're not always going to get it.
Yeah.
So don't wallow in it.
There's always an alternate plan.
That you feel like you missed. You know, if you want to call it failure, that's not the best thing to call it. It's just the thing that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And don't automatically go, I failed, it didn't work, and then everything's gone.
Yeah.
Because you still had a great season. You guys played excellent. Everyone told you how great you played.
Yeah.
Everyone was coming up to him that night.
Yeah.
So even though he didn't get the piece of metal-y plastic thing
get that $3 plaque. But I was saying that because last night I was talking to one of my newer Gotham friends. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Kyle McCormick. We were taking the path home together, and I was telling him how level of commitment makes the whole difference. And one of my goals for the season in Gotham is always to be present, not just show up, but be in the moment.
I like that.
Because, like, when we did the Kylie video, I had a fever. I continued to play that night. Some people miss for anything, but I mean, you paid money, you made the commitment,
and so
show up
to yourself.
Yeah, show up. And that was the thing. Like, if I could do that, there's really no excuses. So one of my things was, if I'm in the moment of something, don't worry about everything else that's going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you earlier at dinner, like tomorrow, it's like I have to talk to financial aid and for some reason, the website is telling me I'm a freshman when I'm a junior and all this stuff and all my credits are gone and blah, blah, blah. So why should I sit here doing the show and think about that?
Yeah.
So like yesterday while we were playing, like, why should I worry about anything? Why should I worry about my midterm? I have 45 minutes to play. That's all I get. Why not be just there, be present,
exactly.
Be in the moment.
Perfect.
And it took forever to, like, believe that because there's been all these books like The Power of Now and, you know, how everybody says your power is in the now, Wayne Dyer and blah, blah, blah.
It's definitely true because anyone can attest to that. If you're not fully focused, even if you think of maybe your job, like a job that you're doing, your career that you're your job that you're working right now, if you're not fully focused on the one on the task or the thing you're doing at hand and you're letting your mind wander in all these different directions, you're not going to get the best job done.
Mind's wandering.
There's going to be
wandering.
There's going to be problems. And you got to rein it in.
Rein it in, people. That's what's reining it in.
You're not going to get, it's not going to come out to be the way you want it to be. See, I finished mine.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. I had to learn this. I had to learn this in work as well. Oh, okay. Was it that kind of party? Fine, I'll do it. I don't care.
We're focused.
Yep.
There
were times at work in the incarnation of the job I have now in a different situation, in a worse situation with worse people, worse person, where I was letting myself get really overwhelmed, and I was making a ton of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I was, because I couldn't focus, thank you, on...
I've been blessed with the blood of Christ.
No, now we've offended everybody.
Sorry.
I don't care. So...
God, sometimes you just don't come through.
Do you need a woman to look after you? We're off topic again.
Off topic.
Okay.
See, we're not focused.
It's fine.
Because we can't write it down.
No, I've got a point. So I was making a ton of mistakes. I was having problems with my manager, who was awful. And I wasn't doing a good job, and I was, like, frustrated and angry. And then when, like, the mistakes were brought to me, it was almost embarrassing because they were so easy to catch.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't just focusing on one thing. And I was getting overwhelmed with all the other work ahead of me, just like you could get overwhelmed with even your dreams, honestly. Your dreams could be overwhelming.
Yes.
Sometimes they are with me, too, because we want so much and we want to be so successful that it's like we would just want to take it all in and, like, now. So it has to be little pieces.
Yeah,
and that's the only way
it's
going to work.
Sorry.
Because
I used to say all the time, like, I have so many things and so many things I want to do that I just get overwhelmed. And as they ask in Clueless, can you ever just be whelmed?
Wait, is it a movie?
Yeah, remember they were walking, and you can be underwhelmed, and you can be overwhelmed. Can you ever just be whelmed?
How many times did I watch that movie, and I don't remember?
You don't remember that? Wow, I've only seen it like 3 times.
I remember Rolling with the Homie. I've watched it like a
That's
lot
way
of times.
Harsh, Ty.
Rolling with the Homie. God, a little for
that
what?
That was our song.
That was our song, shit. This is for what's her face?
Alicia Silverstone?
No, the one who's dead.
What?
The one who passed away, who died.
Oh, Brittany Murphy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sad.
Thank you for being in one of the most classic films.
I know.
On the
is that like a sobering thought? Like, if
well, I
do
mean,
that whole
they miss
for tomorrow, don't live for now.
Well, I mean,
tomorrow never come. Blah 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 blah.
Well, the part
I don't
that,
really like that favorite attitude, honestly.
Me either.
I mean, I understand what people are saying, but I don't like, you know, the whole. meh.
Yeah, because the part that got edited out with no sound is when we were talking about Kyle last week when he died.
Yeah.
32, Kyle Spidle,
good,
you know.
Yeah, friends.
He was on that double gold team with me and did the Kylie video. And I was talking to other Kyle and said that, you know, one of the weirdest things is that you share that big memory and one of those pieces is gone physically. And, you know, it's not fatalist, but it's also sobering to think that, you know, time, if I could save time in a bottle, time, like there's no more point to not enjoy the moment, especially when it comes to Gotham and you're around everybody, as much as there's drama or even in life, when there's more joy out of a situation that you can get, then you should look for that more and you should be in that moment more and be in that joy more and be out of situations that don't bring it to you.
Yeah.
And know in your gut and know in your heart that you're allowed to get out of situations you don't want to be in, and you're allowed to be there and be present in happiness and joy and smile and laugh and do whatever you want.
Allow yourself to be happy.
Yes, and it's allowing.
It is, because you have to always remember.
And it's a choice. You have to allow it, and it's a choice to be happy.
That's
you have to
right.
choose to be happy. Like Valerie Bertinelli said on the Rachel Ray Show, choose happiness.
It's true, you know, because, again, are you wallowing in your sad depression? Are you choosing to be happy? Are you choosing that you want to be successful? Take the daydreams that you're having, because it's healthy to have them. I think it's totally healthy to be a dreamer. You have to be.
Yeah.
But you have to be a dreamer that eventually, like, gets off the little cloud.
Yeah.
And starts to walk and find your goals.
Yeah, because there's a big thing about just step or taking 30 seconds. Like, you don't have to do everything at once, which we've spoken about
before.
The
little pieces. Do the little pieces.
Yeah.
That's A. Are we making a list?
And checking it twice. I did have a list.
We'll put it up.
Yeah.
This is kind of like a random guideline.
Oh, see, look at that. I wrote it down and I got to talk about Kyle and Kyle.
Good job.
Yeah.
So we want to start little piece. Keep dreaming and then take those little chunks of your dreams and like start on one.
What can you do in that moment to get closer to it? You know, can you look at a website and see what it takes to do it and take the first step or get information on it, which is, you know, what I do.
Well, actually, we want to go to a friend in the field.
And then we have to talk about what we're wearing. How could we forget
that? I don't know. But let's talk to our pal Ed about success, goals, whatever. Ed, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
Friend. Go for it.
What's that?
World. Go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I guess you guys were talking a little bit about goals and success.
Yeah.
It was the main thing. All right. So, yeah, I mean, for me, that's a pretty cool subject to touch upon because for me, you know, I have a business as well as work for someone, but I'm trying to build up some business myself. And basically, I mean, you know, it just takes a will and a desire to do it. Most people just they don't want to put in the legwork and they think that, you know, maybe even if you are a business owner, that it's like all this whole glorious time and you just sit back and relax and, you know, watch the money roll in. That's not how it works. I mean, if you want something and you want to, you know, be a business owner or do whatever, it's going to take the most work, you know, just like you guys have a little business here that you're trying to build up with your show and everything like that. I mean, you guys are the ones that are putting in the legwork, you know, and it takes even more effort than it would as opposed to like an employee or something like that. So, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I consider you a successful person, and I totally admire that in you, too. But I don't know if I ever told you that. Yeah. Telling you now, live on the air.
Live on the air.
Everyone.
Ed, how much
time? Thank you.
much grind work or time or hard work do you think you put into it, and do you say when that I've been for today, I can finally relax and enjoy myself? Because I need a little bit of advice, because I get really caught up in this whole doing school thing.
You have to make sure you have time to make sure you don't burn
out.
Yeah,
and I'm terrified when I start working full time again, how I'm going to distribute my time to everything.
Time management is key.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very difficult to do that, because, you know, for a number of years, I was a complete workaholic. And there were times when I didn't even, like I had said before, I didn't even come home and stayed out working or slept in the office. So, for me, I don't know. You know, it's always been something that's been burning inside me, like a driven thing. Like, I always wanted to make something of myself. But the problem is Allison's right, and you're right. You have to find some kind of a balance, or else it's just you and working all the time. And it's very, very easy to get caught up in that, because there just isn't enough time in the day, as I'm sure you guys know when you prep for your show, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, last night I got home from volleyball at 1:30. And I fell asleep at 2, got up at 6, went to the gym.
Wow, it was an intense, like, time.
Then, I went to the gym, then Trader Joe's, then had to go home, you know, get my mom to work, then come up here, make dinner. I took a nap.
Good job, and dinner was delicious, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a little more regimented because I live a 9-to-5 corporate America lifestyle.
Yeah.
So I have specifically that timeline, unless there's a business trip, or I'm staying to finish stuff. And then I have my stuff during the week where I'm my exercise classes and my other things. And then my weekends are for strictly fun and insanity.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's important to me. If I don't have that, I'll just break apart. So I got to go to shows. I got to see the friends. I got to do things. I got to take pictures of stuff. I got to go places, go everywhere and do everything.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's a good idea, but then it's, you know, on the other hand, you know, what I'll always think about is, like, how bad do you want it? You know, like, you're slacking off. Like, right now, like, ever since, I don't know, the past year or so since I've been single, I'm slowly easing back into trying to get business and all that, but I just feel like I've just totally, you know, been slacking off because I have been doing other things. So it's, like, it's difficult, too, because, like, I have a 9-to-5 job as well, and then this is, like, on the side. So, like, now I'm even trying to find maybe an assistant that I put an ad out for that could maybe help me a little bit during the day. So I'm trying to figure out something that I could do in tandem, you know, with my regular job, because I, you know, I need that as well to you know, pay my bills and all that. So it's difficult.
It is. And that's what you got to think of. Ed, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. We both do.
We appreciate your support.
It was great talking to you guys.
Thank you. It means a lot.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Ed, you too.
Bye.
All right.
My gosh, we're finding
half an hour.
It goes
fast.
It goes even faster with wine.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk forever. People love us at parties.
Okay, what are we wearing? I'm wearing Galliano, Marc Ecko jeans, and Madden shoes.
Do you want to stand up and show your shirt?
I'm sorry if I offend my Jewish friends, because Galliano said.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah.
We dig the
shirt. Hilfiger also said bad things too, but, you know, whatever.
What is with them?
I know. Whatever. And you are wearing?
I have baby fat on. And then there's a, can I show my
shoe cam? I know, we need shoe cam.
This is Nine West.
Yes. I love my shoes too.
Did you have your shoes? Oh my God. The best part of tonight was when the Armageddon was fell and the chair just fell.
Anyway, we have 1 minute left, and we wanted to leave people with a quote.
Slapstick is clip.
Yes. I was going up to our garage, and there was a caterpillar, and I said to the world, and I want to say to the world, that a caterpillar may turn into a butterfly, but a maggot turns into a fly. So that proves that the universe has a sense of humor.
And keep your sense of humor.
And keep your sense of humor.
Reach for your goals. We love you guys. Thank you for watching and listening, and we'll see you next week.
Cue the music, and we'll drink as we...
See you.